All right, good evening. Welcome to Recharge. Glad you are here. I began something a couple weeks ago and last week we're looking at on Wednesday nights. So I want us to take an extended look at heaven. And last week we began by the statement, we have to make sure we know we're going. And we walk through, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Okay. This evening, I need to take another step. You may think I'm still avoiding the subject. I promise you I'm not. I'm building important theology. And that is, we must know what occurred on the cross and at the ascension. Okay, so I'm going to teach you. I've built this for you before a couple times on Sunday morning. I'm going to build it for you again out of Colossians chapter 2. Real quick. But you need to know and understand what was accomplished at the cross and therefore all the implications that are pointing forward to heaven. Hopefully it'll make sense here in just a second. Colossians chapter 2, beginning in verse 13, Paul writes, "When you were dead in your transgressions and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all of our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt, which consisted of decrees against us." Okay, last week I showed you a book that has your sins in it, right? It is your account. Here, he calls it a certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, and it was hostile to us. He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. And when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. I'm going to describe, there are some peculiar things that the scripture refers to. And we will begin with the fact that Romans 3 says that there were sins previously passed over that God was viewed temporarily as unholy because he had passed over previous sins. And for God to be just and holy, Jesus had to die to take care of sins from Old Testament saints. Let me state it like this. Apparently, Satan had a complaining seat in heaven before Jesus came. And he would make accusations against God's people day and night. You want to know why? Because the blood of bulls and goats does not wipe away the sins of man. And Satan knew this, and he would articulate it. And because God is holy and because God is perfectly just, it was allowed. Because there was this temporary allowance where he is complaining about us to the Father because the blood of bulls and goats cannot wipe away the sins of man. Here in Colossians and in Revelation chapter 12 and in Romans 3 that I referenced, you see that the cross is the pinnacle point of all of history where the certificate of debt of all the saints, all that Christ is paying for, all of it is being paid for on the cross. All the way back, Old Testament and New Testament, all of it is meeting right there at that particular point. And in the book of Revelation, it says that there was a war, a great war in heaven, and through this, Satan was triumphed over and kicked out. Here in Colossians, it says, after your certificate of debt was nailed to the cross, that because Christ had triumphed, he made a public display over the enemies. The terminology here is specific to a Roman commander after he had defeated and won a war with his enemies. He would, in a procession, of defeat with them, with the king and all those that were captive as slaves behind him in a procession would march back through the cities in a public display, a parade of triumph over the enemies. Now, why do I bring all of this up as we're moving towards heaven? Because you must know that when the scripture speaks authoritatively, that there is much that has gone to accomplish so that you can have assurance and so that you can have confidence, okay? So when the Bible says that your certificate of debt was nailed to the cross, and Satan was kicked out of heaven, that he who wants to accuse the brethren day and night before God the Father no longer has a complaining seat, but rather he descends to the earth so that he can stir up strife with you, because the reality is he no longer has the ear of the judge, the king of heaven. And he comes down and he stirs up a lot of stuff down here, and he will whisper in your ear and he will drag all of that stuff up over and over again. But the reality is the certificate of debt has been paid for in full, and that in heaven it is settled. So that when we make declarations that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, it is because it is done, it is paid for, it is finished. Okay? And why it matters is as we take the next steps and we talk about heaven, and when the scripture says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, you can have confidence. You can have assurance that that's exactly what that means. Because in heaven, it is finished. That is what the cross accomplished. So when Jesus looks at the thief to his side and says, "Today you will be with me in paradise," that's exactly what that means. See, that's where our confidence, that's where our assurance rests in. Because it is paid in full. In full. You can know your name has been written in the Lamb's book of life. And that all of this has been accomplished on your behalf. And that in the heavenlies, in God's unfolding plan throughout the cosmos, all of this has been accumulating at these particular points in time. And so when you and I read our Bible and we just get a little glimpse of it, we're like, how awesome was that? For him to march in, it is done, it is finished. He sat down at the right hand of God the Father, and the enemy was sentenced out, and he cannot accuse you before God ever again. Because it is done, it is finished. That's why it matters. So as we take the next steps in the following weeks and we begin to look into heaven and how can we have confidence? How can we have assurance? Because of what Christ has done on the cross and at the ascension, all that took place in heaven. Okay? So tonight we leave here with the assurance paid in full. Our Heavenly Father, we love you. We cannot say it enough. All that Christ has done on our behalf. What a magnificent display. What a magnificent display of your power and your authority, of your holiness and your love for us, and all that is displayed in the heavenlies. We cannot wait to hear more about all that you have done. And when we get there, to just see the ripple effects of Christ on his throne. But help us this day to have the confident assurance that our sin has been paid in full, and that enemy may accuse us in our ear, but he no longer has the ear of the eternal King and Judge. For that we shout hallelujah. It's in his name we pray. Amen.